Take your Bibles this morning, turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 2. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 2. We'll take a look at the first four verses here. Hebrews 2, verse number 1. It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And that word slip means to drift or to flow by, to let them carelessly pass. In other words, you can put it in a present day expression that we would say, in one ear and out the other. That's what it's talking about. Don't let the things that you heard just go in your ear and just come out the other and slip away from you. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his will. There's several different things we could focus on in these verses this morning. The song that I just sang, when we think about the great salvation that has saved us, we could focus there in verse number 3 on that great salvation. What a blessing to have had the Lord Jesus Christ come and pay the penalty of our sin, to do something for us that none of us could do for ourselves. None of us would have any hope of heaven apart from what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. And it's a great salvation because of the great Savior that bought it. I mean, when you think of God becoming flesh, and there's so much that we could talk about with the so great a salvation. What it's done for us, the great things it has done in our lives, the great benefits it brings, the spiritual blessings that come our way. There's so many aspects. You could just spend, probably, I could probably preach a series on so great a salvation. Y'all know me, right? I mean, I could preach a series literally probably on that. But I want to focus this morning on the word neglect. How shall we escape? What he's talking about escape there is that just recompense of reward mentioned there in verse number 2. How shall we escape a just recompense of reward if we neglect so great salvation? We neglect. Neglect is one of those words that has a negative connotation to it, doesn't it? I mean, it just does. It reminds me of the trips my family and I used to take to when I was a kid growing up in Brunswick, Georgia. My grandparents on my dad's side lived in Dothan, Alabama. And we'd make a couple times a year, we'd make that trip from Brunswick, Georgia to Dothan, Alabama. And I was always mesmerized with all the barns that you would see that looked like they were abandoned out in the field. They were full of neglect. Nobody had bothered to paint them. Nobody had bothered if the wind blew something off of it. It was still kind of hanging and dangling there. Nobody bothered to fix it. In fact, my grandfather had some of those things too. We'd go to my grandfather's house. He had a farm, 88-acre farm there. Did it all by hand. You know, it was during the time that, you know, he could have had combines and all that, but no sir, it was him and the mule. And whatever hands he could get to go and pick cotton and dig peanuts and do whatever. But his barns and even his house were in states of disrepair. They'd been neglected. Looked like they needed a coat of paint. Looked like they needed somebody to take a hammer and a nail and fix a few things around there. And sometimes my dad would help do some of those things. Strong's Concordance defines the word neglect as to be careless of. You ever been careless about something? Careless with something? Carelessness was kind of a regular part of growing up, wasn't it? I mean, just think about, you look back at some of the carelessness that we did in our youth, how in the world did we get to be as old as we are, right? mean, we neglected good sense back then a lot, didn't we? I mean, we knew better. You know, I did some things when I got done doing them and I just escaped getting hurt real bad or something like that. So, you know, I knew better than to do that. Why did I do it? Because I neglected good sense. I want us to focus on the word neglect for a moment. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to spend a lot more on the introduction here than we are on the actual message. Okay, so don't get antsy on me. It's not going to be that long. But I want to take a look at the definition for neglect. The first definition that we could take a look at when we think about neglect means to ignore or disregard. To ignore or disregard. For example, we can ignore and disregard the advice of others, can't we? Those of us that are parents, we hope that when our children grow up that they at least take a little bit of our advice. But there's some times when they have not heeded our advice growing up and it got them into trouble, didn't it? Children sometimes ignore or disregard the advice of their parents and sometimes of their teachers that try to give them advice. We all, at some time, have ignored or disregarded the advice of someone we should have paid attention to. Have you ever ignored the advice of a doctor? And just to give you an example, we neglect what probably would be better for us at times. But you know, we can also ignore or disregard the spiritual leadership that God has given to us. God gives us preachers and teachers. For what purpose? Keep us out of trouble. You know? And we come to a better understanding of the Word of God. That we remember the things that we know, but we kind of let them slip. You know, what we talked about, the things that we heard. Let's say any time we should let them slip. Sometimes those things slip, don't they? You know, we knew it at one time, but you know, preachers mostly here just kind of remind you of those things from time to time. That's my main job, really, is to remind you of what Scripture says. Preach the gospel, remind you of what the Lord says about some things as a child of God. Another thing, another example, is we can ignore or disregard laws. Let's think about natural laws for a minute. If we ignore or choose to disregard natural laws, we may not live to tell about it. You think about the law of gravity. The law of aerodynamics. I've never been to the Grand Canyon, hope to go one day. That's one on my bucket list, to go to the Grand Canyon. Now, I'm fearful of heights, so I don't know how I'm going to handle it real well, but nevertheless, I want to go there and see that big hole in the ground. But, you know, it would not be wise for me or anyone else to stand there on the edge of that big old vast cavern in the ground, that canyon, and say, well, I think I'm just going to fly over this thing, man. It looks like it'd be awesome if I could just fly out there. Number one, the law of aerodynamics will not come into, it will not let you get out there and fly. You're not made for flight. You're not a bird. Birds are made for flight. Jet planes are made for flight. You aren't. And I'm not. Number two, the law of gravity is going to come into play. And you're going to go straight down. And you're going to tumble. And you're going to get hurt and killed, aren't you? Because you ignored the laws of gravity and aerodynamics. Those of us who are rednecks, we're known for ignoring natural laws sometimes. They say the famous last words of a redneck are, "Hey, y'all watch this." Right? And take governmental laws. You know, if we choose or to disregard those laws, or if we ignore those laws, there are possible penalties that we may have to pay. You know, speed limit signs, they're not suggestions, are they? And stop signs, and it doesn't mean, that you can just go through that and without stopping. There may be a fine, there may be a penalty, or there may cause harm to someone else. You run a stop sign or red light or whatever, I mean, you could hurt somebody because those laws were put in place to have order in our society. Tax laws. Nobody likes paying taxes, but you know, fines and penalties are there, confiscation of property, even jail time if you don't abide by the tax laws. But some people choose to ignore them. But listen, about God's laws. Think about God's laws. If we choose to ignore and disregard God's laws, there usually are some very negative consequences associated with that now. And then we're going to have to stand before Him and give Him an account one day, right? You know, there's chastisement in this life, and then if we don't take care and confess and forsake those things, we give an answer one day to the Lord of why we chose to ignore and disregard His laws. Another example is we can ignore or disregard danger signals. I know I'm dating myself, but some of you might remember the TV program growing up. Remember Lost in Space? When you look at it now, it really looks lame. I think they have it on MeTV every now and then. And sometimes when I'm flipping through the channels there, it'll be on and I'm like, how did I ever watch that? But there in that TV program, Mr. Smith was always ignoring the danger signals of the robot. The robot would be warning, warning, danger, danger, and he'd just go right on his merry way. So, oh, I don't think it's going to be too bad. And you know, you knew something bad was about to happen, didn't you? I mean, you just knew it was going to happen because he ignored the danger signals. You think about railroad crossing lights and signals. How many times have you read in the newspaper or seen on the news program somebody chose to go around the arms and they got hit by a train? Surprise, surprise. It's like, why did you not stop? Why did you choose to go around? Poor choices. You think about the idiot lights. That's what they call those lights on your dashboard, by the way. Idiot lights. Or gauges on the dashboard of an automobile. That light comes on, it means there's something wrong somewhere, doesn't it? Yeah. Check engine light. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to find somebody that can check that out for you. And the sooner the better. Danger signs on power equipment. You know? You ladies ought not take your hair dryer into the shower with you. You know that, don't you? We're bright enough to figure out a lot of those things on our own. We know, guys, that we're not supposed to put our feet up under the lawnmower. But the lawyers, of course, have had a field day when people didn't have the stickers on there for those things. I can't believe that some people are crazy enough to actually not follow those instructions. That guy the other day that got bit on the tongue with a rattlesnake, you know, some lawyer ought to be able to getting some money if they didn't have a warning sign on that rattlesnake of not to put that in his mouth. He failed to recognize the danger, didn't he? How about the danger signals from the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit ever given you a danger signal? Say, hey, you ought not to go there. You ought not to do that. Don't partake in that. You ought not to be watching that. Sometimes we ignore or disregard those danger signals of the Holy Spirit. Another definition of this word neglect is to fail to care for or attend to sufficiently or properly. It's to slight. And it's the illustration, of course, the barns that I was talking about a while ago. You know, they were neglected. You think of the neglect of maintenance, or what we might call failing to maintain. You think about your home or your automobile. You know, an automobile, about every 3,000, I think it's now 5,000 on some vehicles, miles, you need to change the oil. I remember when one of my first jobs was pumping gas at a filling back when they had service stations, okay? And gas was like 35 cents a gallon. Yeah, I pumped gas I think the lowest I pumped gas at was 29 cents a gallon. It was right before it jumped up to 50 cents a gallon. I remember when that jumped up, our business went phew. Everybody was going to the new self-service stations that were popping up all over the place and underselling us on gas. But nevertheless, the people would take and sometimes people would neglect the service on their vehicles. I remember one guy had never changed his oil. I mean, you could actually feel the dirt on the end of the oil stick when you pull the oil stick out. And he said, hey, not going to change the oil, but just add some to it. That was the way he had it. Well, that engine didn't last very long. Now, I don't know what he had in mind on that. But you think about your home. You know, every now and then you got to paint things. You know, every now and then you got to do some maintenance of some sort. You think of your body. You got to get proper diet, sleep, and exercise. If you don't, your body starts breaking down, doesn't it? Think of your personal hygiene. I'm glad most of us in here took a bath and brushed our teeth and did hair care and we washed our clothes and we're not, people don't mind sitting by us, around us, walking by us. But if you fail to maintain those things, you know, people don't want to be around you, do they? You know, just don't. Think about relationships. If you don't maintain your relationship with your spouse, you're probably headed for a divorce court. If you don't maintain your relationship with your children, they could wind up in a bad way. If you don't maintain relationships with friends, I got some friends, used to be real close friends, but we both kind of neglected that relationship, and you know, I might see them once in a blue moon. Not as close of friends as we used to be. But what about your relationship with God? Think about it. We need to maintain our relationship with God, don't we? It takes Bible reading and studying, prayer. It takes faithfulness to God's house, coming and hearing the message that God gives the preacher to benefit you. A third definition means to fail to carry out an expected or required action through carelessness or by intention. It's, in other words, to leave something undone. Now, this may involve neglect of duty. No members of the armed forces expect you not to be AWOL. You better be there. You don't desert, you know. Make sure you maintain your rank. You don't want to do something wrong to a superior officer at all, do you? Think about creditors. They expect you to pay your bills, don't they? Every month. Comes around regular. Expect you to pay on time, too. And when you fail to do so, it brings consequences. Late charges, termination of services, maybe sometime, or depending on what it is, repossession. But what about our duty toward God? Now, we talked about this last Sunday night. Matter of Christian duty. A duty to submit to God. Just obey God. And one of the things we said, why should we obey God? And we said the answer to that is real simple. Because. Same answer you give your kids. Kids want to know, whenever you tell them they need to do something, you say, and they say, ask why. And you say, just because. Because I'm the parent and I know better than you. That's really what's understood there, right? And God knows better than us. And the failure to do our duty toward God brings consequences, doesn't it? Now, this may also involve not only failure of duty, but may involve neglect of opportunity. Something says, in order to get this price, you must respond by a certain date. And you don't respond by that certain date, and that price is gone, isn't it? Some of you got, like us, we keep coupons in the car for whenever you're going to a restaurant or, you know, the fast food restaurants, they send you all kinds of coupons. And you pull it out and you think you got, you know, we're going to get this, and you hand it to them, they say, this went out of date two months ago. They're not going to give it to you, are they? Or you see something you want or need, and say, yeah, I'm going to come back and get that. And you come back to get it, and it's gone. You neglected the opportunity that you had to buy it, and that opportunity is gone. What about opportunities that God gives to us? Now, God gives opportunities to the lost person, opportunities to hear the gospel. Some people have heard the gospel over and over again and missed out on many an opportunity to get saved, to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Opportunities to respond in a positive manner to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But also, you know, not only the lost, those of us that are saved, God gives us opportunities. Sometimes we miss out on an opportunity to get right with God. You know, God speaks to our heart in a message. Invitation starts. Oh, man. Our mind goes elsewhere. We think about the time. You know, we need to get out of here. So I'm not going to walk down the aisle today. Or we think about, what's somebody going to think about us? You know, I really need, you know, the Holy Spirit prompts you to come to the altar and you just sit in your seat. You're just there. Opportunity. Opportunity to hear good preaching or teaching. You know, going to have a good opportunity at the end of the month. We're going to have Brother Schock with us again. And I've been talking to folks about coming. The ones that have been here before, hear him say, hey, you know, I really love to hear Brother Schock and glad he's coming back and planning on trying to be with you. It's an opportunity, isn't it? Opportunities for service. Think about ability to hand out a gospel tract. I've got one in here. Hand out a gospel tract. Try to. Somebody could go out to eat after the service this morning. Be an opportunity to maybe give a tract to that person that served you. Someone else there. Opportunity to witness for the Lord. Or an opportunity to do something for God. God gives us opportunities for service, and sometimes we just let them pass. Well, let's just let somebody else do it. You know, I've done plenty to let somebody else do it. Well, can you ever do enough for the Lord? Not for what He's done for us. So here's the message. What causes neglect? What causes neglect? The things that cause us to neglect other things in our life are the same things that cause us to neglect our salvation. Number one, wrong priorities. Yeah. You say, well, that's just not a priority for me. If it's not a priority for you, what are you going to do? You're going to neglect it, aren't you? Yeah. If growing in the Lord, if that's not on your list of priorities, I'll take it or leave it. If you can take it or leave it, you're going to leave it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Something else becomes more important to us, though. We have wrong priorities. Second thing, failure to plan. Failure to plan. Failure to pay attention to. You know, God gives us somebody to stir us up a little bit, somebody to try to make us pay attention, and we just say, well, you know, not right now. We're too busy doing other things, aren't we? Sometimes there's too much effort involved. We fail to see the importance of it. Oh, we don't like doing it. You know, there's some things I just don't like to do. Yeah, when in just day-to-day life, there's three things I've always told folks that I hate doing. And my wife could tell you right now what they are. I don't like washing cars. I don't like shining shoes. And I don't like shaving. Yeah? The only reason I shave is because I wouldn't get any sugar if I didn't shave. Okay? That's the only reason I shave. Not really. It's also probably be real prickly on me. But those are three things I don't like doing. Never have. But, you know, a lot of folks don't do things that for the Lord because they just don't like doing them. God says, I want you to do this for me. You say, well, I don't like that. Does that get you out of what you ought to be doing? No. You're neglecting what you ought to do. Sometimes we just take things for granted, don't we? Or we think we know better. That's the real thing. We think we know better than God. We're just like, you know, we get on our kids because We know better than them, and they don't listen to us, but we're the same way with God. We are. Yeah. God knows better than us. Here are two real good ones here. Not learning from the mistakes of others. How many times have we repeated something that somebody else did, thinking that we were going to get a better solution out of it? Well, I raised my hand on that too. Yeah. So, well, that was stupid. Yeah. See what happened to other folks that did that very same thing. Not learning from our past mistakes. You don't learn from others, but then you do it, and it doesn't turn out well, and then you do it again. You ever had any of those things in your life? We don't learn from our past mistakes. Israel was that way, weren't they? Over and over again. They do one thing after another. In fact, the Lord, as you read through the nation's history, and we're going to be Wednesday night, we're going to be looking at a little bit of God reminding His people. Don't you remember what I did for you back then? Don't you remember what I did? You know, and how your parents strayed away from me, and how this and that and the other, and you didn't learn the lesson. You did the same thing. That's why God's given us a lot of the Scripture. It's for our learning. But the problem is we don't learn. You know, we look at it and we think somehow that, that's not going to happen to me. You know, I'll be okay. The things that cause neglect. Now, what does the Bible say that we should be careful about neglecting? So great a salvation. Okay. Those who are lost need to be careful about neglecting so great a salvation, don't they? We know that. Why do the lost need to be careful about neglecting God's great salvation? I'm not talking about somebody just puts off salvation and says, you know, not today. I know I need to sometime, but not today. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation, doesn't it? It's still there. Last time I checked my Bible, it's not been pulled out. Today is the day of salvation. And why does it say that? Because not a one of us knows what's on tomorrow. Can anybody say for sure what you're going to be doing tomorrow? Be careful. You don't really know. Yeah? We have no promise of tomorrow. Many of folks have gone into today. They thought they were going to go in today. They had today in mind and said, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And they didn't have tomorrow. They didn't wake up last night. Listen, we have no promise that God's Spirit will continue to strive with us either, do we? You know, God convicts men of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. But if the Holy Spirit is not dealing with a person, they can't get saved. And so if He's dealing with them and they keep saying no, 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 what if He stops dealing? They missed out on the opportunity. Folks can wait one day too late, can't they? Opportunity is gone. But what about those of us that are saved? Listen, those who are saved need to be careful about neglecting so great a salvation too. See, God's given you salvation for a purpose. His purpose. Not your purpose. I mean, you know, He wants to take you to heaven. That's your only purpose. God's got so much more involved in your salvation than just taking you to heaven. We need to be careful about neglecting so great a salvation for the sake of those who are lost. So when you neglect what the Bible tells you with regard to your salvation, you know, if it has an effect on those around of us that do not know the Lord. When they see a child of God living a careless life, a neglectful life, it has an effect on those that don't know the Lord. And we need to do it not only for the sake of those who are lost, but for the sake of our families. we always try to provide a good example to our children. And now we, of course, we do the same thing, not only to our children, we're still providing an example, but also to our grandchildren. You do what you're supposed to do for the sake of your family, for the sake of the church. You know, when we don't do our part, when we say, well, you know, let the preacher and somebody else do it. You know, I just don't have time for that. You know, I've got my own life to worry about. When God has a purpose in saving you and you don't fulfill His purpose for your life, you're neglectful. Listen, we need to be careful about neglecting so great a salvation for our own sake. You know, the best thing for you and for me is the will of God. The will of God for our lives, it may be something that, you know, we may have something else that has become more important to us. We may have not be paying attention like we ought to. We may be too busy doing other things. We may think there's too much effort involved. We may fail to see the importance of it. We may not like doing it. We may think that we know better. We may not learn from... We can go on and on, all the reasons. But the thing is we hurt ourselves. Ourselves. When we neglect our salvation. I wonder this morning, is Christ your Savior? If not, are you guilty of neglect this morning? Think about King Agrippa. You know, he knew the facts of Christianity were credible, but he wasn't quite ready to make the step. Something else, I guess, was more important in his life at that particular time. He was almost there, and he told Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost is not enough, though, is it?" We're not told whether King Agrippa ever got saved. Opportunity right there. Should have seized upon the opportunity. His life would have been immensely different. If Christ is your Savior, are you guilty of neglecting the great salvation that you possess this morning? Other things take priority in your life and you leave Christ with just the leftovers, if any. You know, some people like leftovers. Not many folks that I know of like them all the time, though. Why don't you ask God to help you set proper priorities and not neglect that which is most important? I mean, if it's important to God, it ought to be important to you. Yeah, it affects your life. It affects your family. It affects the lost and dying world. Be what God would have you to be. Don't neglect the great salvation that you have. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the salvation that we enjoy, and it is a great salvation. Lord, we just pray that You would help us in this matter. All of us, Lord, we live in the sinful flesh, and we all have a tendency to neglect things that are important, especially with regard to spiritual things. But Lord, it ought not to be that way. If anything in our life we ought to be paying attention to, it ought to be the spiritual things in our life, because they are of utmost importance. They are of eternal value. And Lord, we just pray that Your will might be done in our hearts this morning. Lord, may we be willing to do that which You would have us to do, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. Play Hymn of Invitation. If you need to come, I'll be standing down front. Altars are open. You do what the Lord prompts you to do.